Good morning, Elder Kieran, President Worthen, University Administration, members of the Board of Trustees, faculty, honored guests, and of course, the reason why we're all here, the class of 2019. First and foremost, I would like to congratulate you for your hard work and dedication. Every one of us has shown through wholehearted devotion to our learning and studies that we deserve to be sitting here right now. Many of us have spent more hours in the library than in our own homes, pulled more all-nighters than we'd like to admit, and if you're like me, lived off vending machine pretzels for 4 years. There is no other group more deserving to be here right now, and it is an honor to represent you. Without question, this is one of the most diverse groups of students to ever walk across this stage. Here at BYU, there are 128 languages spoken on campus, over 100 countries represented, and the number of international students continues to increase. We come from a diversity of backgrounds, and each one of us testifies to the complexity of our world and the need for interdisciplinary thinkers. In less than a week, it will be exactly the 500th anniversary of the death of the quintessential Renaissance man, one of the greatest interdisciplinary thinkers of all time, Leonardo da Vinci. Born the illegitimate son of Ser Piero in the Italian city of Vinci, Leonardo da Vinci would go on to create the two most iconic paintings in history, the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper, and produce some of the earliest diagrams of human physiology in intoxicating detail. He also created the first blueprints of a helicopter, tank, parachute, diving suit, submarine, robotic knight, and a revolving bridge. He did all this before the world discovered plumbing. What separates Da Vinci from other great minds is his complete disregard for the distinction between disciplines. In his own words, "To develop a complete mind, study the science of art, study the art of science, realize that everything connects to everything else." When I was young, much like Da Vinci, I identified more as an artist than a scientist. I can remember sketching the intricate vasculature of plants and copying the textures of stones and feathers behind my childhood home. That might sound impressive for a kid, but to be honest, I mostly just drew Pokemon. I'm a far cry from the next Da Vinci, but as I've matured, my appreciation for his vision has grown. There is no aspect of my research that hasn't been affected by the arts. Whether I'm rendering models of organic compounds, simulating peptides folding in real time, or staining human tumors, I've been most successful when I viewed my research as art, to be completed one stroke at a time. The overlap between disciplines is more than we realize. New fields are constantly being born as old fields merge and break apart. The more I learn about Da Vinci's life, the more I realize that his genius can be distilled to the invisible threads connecting disciplines, which he wove into a science so beautiful it was mistaken for art, and art so technical it was mistaken for science. We live in an interdisciplinary age where groundbreaking research is happening at the interface of disciplines, where neuroscience merges seamlessly with artificial intelligence, where physics elucidates the complexity of cancer biology, and where robotics and nanotechnology are revolutionizing medicine. From the teachings of Brigham Young, we learn every discovery in science and art that is really true and useful to mankind has been given by direct revelation from God. It has been given with a view to prepare the way for the ultimate triumph of truth. Like Brigham Young, Leonardo da Vinci's ultimate allegiance wasn't to a single discipline, but rather to the triumph of truth. No individual or perspective is the owner of truth. Truth is as widespread and diverse as those who search for it. As university students, we are seekers of all truth, and our time at BYU only marks the beginning of that journey. There's a temptation to view a diploma as written permission to stop learning and ignore the fact that we receive in a ceremony called commencement, not concludement. For Da Vinci, learning was synonymous with living. As long as he was alive, he was searching for truth. Today, we are faced with an entirely new set of problems that require a new generation of Renaissance men and women. We will be the ones to create connections where there are once disconnects, build bridges where there are once chasms, and find understanding where there was once confusion. The words of Da Vinci are as true today as they were 500 years ago. Everything connects to everything else, and it is our job to discover, create, and engineer those connections wherever they are missing. The world is counting on us. Thank you, and congratulations to the class of 2019.
Thank you, Jonathan and David, for your timely and encouraging remarks.